Hello, patrons. Welcome to a post show here for Court of Swords for episode 45. I thought we were fine in that encounter. I wasn't too worried.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many crossbow bolts you got left there, Tiger?
You know, it rhymes with none. I've got one left, but I have some crossbolt cases. So what's in is 20 in a case?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I've got
like five rounds of shooting left, basically.
Well, right? I've got two crossbow cates, so I've got 40 there, but I only have one crossbow bolt in my back.
Yeah, so you have 41 total right now.
41, yeah.
Because all the ones that were fired in that fight ended up
they're gone. But yeah. So that's technically 13 rounds of combat if I only shoot three.
That's not so bad.
Yeah,
because you can recover some of them, right?
Yeah. I might actually go back and recover some from the bodies, although I should have done that from the first fight.
Yeah, I think that train has left the station.
Yeah. But yeah, the only thing I was worried about was the giant tongues. We never really got to see what it did up close. I assume it was just a monster, Adam. It's just terrible.
Yeah, I essentially made the whole thing, either if you attack the tongue or the teeth, it's all part of one big mimic that used the base stats of a mimic but was like stronger and had lots more hit points but lower armor class because it couldn't move, right? It was just AC 10.
That makes sense.
Attacking either thing reduces its HP, and then once you killed it, it's triggered the room dying.
Yeah. Dan, where was your sense of guilt for being on the outside when it shut?
I felt like the only smart one, actually.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Does he get any experience for that? Because he shouldn't. He did nothing. Well, I mean, he should get experience for killing the room.
But... He participated in the
fight. I was part of the fight. Like, I killed that creature solo. Like, that's...
Let's be honest. You banged some fire and other stuff on it. Well, it couldn't attack you back, and then you got the full experience.
Literally, that experience was just Dan holding a remote control car controller, just going bang, 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 like knocking it into a wall over and over.
Yeah.
Just the remote control car was a giant ball of fire. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, once I figured out that it was a living thing and it couldn't move, I was like, Flaming Spear is going to kick its ass if it just sits next to it the whole time.
Yeah. Every turn.
So, yeah, like...
We butted up against the classic problem in D&D where the rules demand one thing because they assume... a certainty of things, but it makes no fucking sense. Like the dex save thing, it shouldn't have been making dexterity saves. Mm-hmm. Like it doesn't. That's just not how it works.
Oh, it can't dodge that. Yeah.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, it doesn't make any rational sense. But otherwise, we have to reconstruct a whole bunch of other shit in the game if we're going to be like, we have to play by what makes sense. We've agreed to just play by the rules, even when they're like, okay, this probably doesn't make a ton of sense, but it's fine. Yeah. It worked out okay. It stayed balanced.
That makes sense. And what about you? Because we've been in fights similar to this, kind of. But this is probably your first big fight, I would think, at least of this nature in D&D. So where were you at mentally going into it?
I was really worried also because I was not hitting anything.
Yeah, and you did kind of suck.
Yeah, I know what that's like.
Yeah.
And I feel like when we talked before, you were kind of like, well, like your character could die and will very likely die, so don't get attached because I get attached to my characters. And I feel like up until this like Shadow Tiger business, I didn't care, but now I like really don't want to die because I want to see where this is going and I want to like use my cool powers to kill things.
Yeah.
So I was really worried that we were gonna die. So I'm very very glad that we got out of there.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
That was terrible. I mean, every guest has had their character fulfill something at least. I don't know if live is the proper term. Because Morgan died and then came back. Sean
died immediately.
Sean became a king.
He lost his first
Sean
character.
Died immediately so fast that everyone forgot that he died.
That's right. You're right. Yeah.
His first character just incinerated.
The only guest we had whose character died like pointlessly and tragically was Jeff's character.
Jeff, he also kind of did that.
I mean, y'all did that together. You knew it was gonna happen. I warned you. There was one role, and you.
He did it on its own. He went behind. He could have. He had multiple opportunities.
It's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Yeah.
He was a little reckless.
There's no victims here.
Mm. Yeah. But it was fine.
But yeah.
Max, what about you? You were sweating bullets. I think you were. You still had your orc racial.
It was more. I forgot about. Well, once I remembered my orc racial, I kind of got a little. And as we started making like regression, I started to see like characteristics of the enemies in there. It came, the fear came more from lack of knowledge of the things that we were fighting. You know what I mean? I wanted to see what they did first, you know? Initially, that's pretty like, oh, are they just going to keep fucking smothering me, or I'm going to get adhered to the ground? You know what I mean? I'm just going to be constantly grappled all the time.
Yeah, the smothering thing was tricky because of the light, but Jiva had her own light. So, Enoch, that could have put you out for a couple of rounds.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was rolling really poorly.
Oh, no, the entire reason we won that fight is because you rolled bad against me. You rolled really bad against me for that entire round.
Really poorly, yeah.
My plan
for several rounds.
Yeah. My plan was to, you know, eventually be unadhered, you know, stop being adhered to the fucking ground and then move over to you because you look like you were just going to be completely fucked. So that way I could then take on the role of the tank, but you ended up just fucking dodging like crazy, bobbing and weaving.
I should have died the round two rounds before the
before you started dodging.
Yeah.
You missed six attacks on you.
No, like, I missed out of nine, I missed eight attacks.
Yeah.
In that one round.
The worst case scenario of that room is killing the tongue, but not the teeth, right? Because attacking the teeth will break them open and still does damage thing. But if you kill the tongue, the teeth stay locked shut. Mm-hmm. It dies with the teeth closed, and everybody in the room starts dying. If that dying room counter gets to zero, everyone who's in the room just dies. Yeah. Like, you're just dead. So had that started a different time, it wouldn't have mattered what your hit points were. Or if you had triggered it from, like, the other side of the room, and then the tongue would have grabbed you. And so, it started off pretty advantageous, and then your luck held, or my bad luck contributed to your getting through. But, it was good. I wasn't sure whether you were going to make it out or not, but I also wasn't concerned about that. That's not my job to worry. I figured you'd play your characters and you'd be fine.
Yeah, honestly, having Dan on the outside, while I wished it would have been someone like Anne who could just do pure damage and not our healer, I think it worked out.
Yeah, the fact that we were that okay without our healer was probably the most fortunate thing there. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, fuck. Yeah. And also you rolled badly. So the combination of those two things.
Well, Adam rolled badly and I roll well on the first couple of squishy targets. Mm-hmm. I put out like 100 damage or something that fight.
You did,
like
you were doing a lot of
two
damage.
Two or three rounds, which is really nice. I didn't. What was the AC of those armors though? Like 17 or 18?
18. Yeah.
There was no way I was ever gonna hit that shit. So I'm so glad.
Yeah, that would have been.
No. Yeah, the triggering the room's end and the collapsing and stuff that killed them. Right. Y'all didn't do shit to them.
Yeah. That would have been a real. They probably have like 20 HP or something.
Total, they have like 48.
Yeah. The most I could have done against those guys to successfully hit would have been like 9 damage a round. Probably like 5 or 6 average, so it would have been real fucking annoying. Yeah. So yeah, that room went, I guess, about as well as it could have for us.
We all lived.
I'm really interested to see what else is in the dungeon now, and if it's only. Can you answer if it's going to get harder or easier in terms of dungeon rooms?
I mean, that's all relative. The Lord of the Manor still walks its halls, right? And you could run into him at any time. So. Mm. I mean, this is the gamble of resting here, right? Is that when a certain amount of time passes, I make a roll, then I roll on the random encounter table. You lucked out because I rolled the wandering madman, who's like one of the few encounters that isn't going to murder you.
Yeah.
But I could just as easily have been like, cool, you sit down on the stairs to rest. And then vampire boss man shows up.
So. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
By the way, this hallway is so messed up. Like, let's say a thief is going in here. He somehow gets past the trap. Then he goes into a giant room that's a mimic that just eats him. Like, it's so mean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's the false vault setup, right? Where they're just like, we make you jump through all these hoops, so you think that you're like, oh yeah, I'm almost there. I'm almost in the fabled vault. And you finally get in, and then it's like. Cool, you're consumed by a giant room mimic.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's better than just a giant, you know, vault.
An actual vault.
Yeah. Right. Any other comments, questions you guys want to discuss real quick?
No, I think that's... I'm glad we're alive.
Yeah, I thought... I honestly was like, well, if I get out of here with 1 HP and Berg dies... This becomes a story about Enoch now.
Pretty much.
Because that's where my head was at.
We follow whoever lives. Or yeah. We start a new story.
Or technically, I guess Ramus could just be like, "Nah, you're fucking dead," and just kill me. And then it's a story about Ramus the asshole wandering in the lands.
This just is another one of those, at least for now, another thing that Berg can tack on to that he lived through.
Yeah.
Could you imagine though if Ramus were the protagonist of the show and like the kinds of like production people? Meetings that would have to happen to make that, like, all right, we're gonna do like a fantasy story and the protagonist is just like the worst jerk, like he's just he's a shithead and everyone hates him. Oh cool, why do people want to watch? I don't know, because he's an asshole and like they just like seeing him be mean to people.
It would, the story would have to be something of like him redeeming himself or like going to hell to get his soul back or some shit.
Or like I'm just like the story is about me being a pure asshole to people that are even worse assholes, so it's like it feels good like to get them told.
Yeah. Nobody needs a lovable protagonist. That's fine.
Exactly. Cool. That's going to do it. We should be back next week. If you're watching this before the 16th of September, we'll see you guys for Nabil Jazz Live at 1 p.m. Yes. on Saturday. And that's it. Thanks for staying late, guys. I appreciate it. We're like 40 minutes overdue. So we'll see you next week. We're out. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye. Bye.